Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Bangladesh by Mustafa A. R. Hossein. This presentation was delivered at the FAO NACA Expert Workshop on Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Asia, held from 8 to 11 February 2010 in Pattaya, Thailand.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Session Chair Dr. Suganan and the participants. The paper is Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Bangladesh. I am Mustafa Hussain from Bangladesh Agriculture University. I will talk about Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Bangladesh. There will be four parts in my talk. The first, I will detail very briefly what we have in Bangladesh regarding inland fisheries resources, and then what we have been doing to destroy those resources largely, and what we have been doing to conserve those resources, and then pros and cons, and finally some recommendation. You know, Bangladesh is a country of water, rivers in its heart. We have plenty of rivers, ponds, canals, lakes, and floodplains all over the country. And the potential inland fish resources are among the richest in the world. In production, only China and India outrank Bangladesh. We have three mighty rivers, the Brahmaputra, Ganges, and Yamuna. It actually controls and dictates the weather, climate, life and livelihood of Bangladesh. The country can be broadly divided into three parts. The floodplains about 80%, terrace 8%, hills about 12%. And as I said, it's the country of wetland, more than 50% of its territory under true wetlands. And also we have the estuaries and world largest contiguous mangrove forest. We share with Indian state of West Bengal. We have 60%. West Bengal has 40%, the Sundarbans. This is the country and the major resources. This is the, we call Bil, the catchment and floodplain area of the river called Bil. The Chalon Bil is the largest watershed in Bangladesh. And the Howrah area in the northern part. This is the Bawr or Oxbow Lake area. This is the largest man-made lake in Bangladesh called Kaptai Lake. And here is the Sundarban. And the river, the total number of major rivers is 310. Catchment area is 24,000 kilometers. Annual flooding. Sorry. The flooding is very regular in Bangladesh, and some years the rivers floods almost 70% of the total land area. This is the map of Bangladesh. It likes rivers and rivers everywhere, but still sometimes we suffer from lack of water. This is the present status of fisheries in Bangladesh. As Miao and Sena told, that Asia produced 6.5 million tons of inland fisheries, and Bangladesh's share is almost 1 million ton. And then from culture also we have another 1 million ton. The total is 2.56 million ton fisheries production. These are the aquatic animals in Bangladesh. And among the aquatic animals, the share of finfish is the largest, 58.4%. These are the freshwater fishes, inland fishes we have under 13 families, under 13 orders, 52 families, and total number of species about 267. The dominant freshwater fish groups are there. Indian major carps are the dominant. Actually, it sometimes what we see in the market is Indian major carps and some Chinese carp. We have large catfish, some minor carps, small catfishes, and our national fish hilsa. We have snakeheads, freshwater eels, and two featherbacks. We have around 80 perches, some loaches, anchovy, gobies, glass fish and mullet, minnows and barbs. Now the major cause of loss of fish biodiversity, as you already know, the loss of natural habitats due to siltation, construction of water barrage and dams. And aquaculture also is a big problem. Since early 80s we have been doing carp polyculture, and we are suggesting our farmers to remove all the small fishes from their ponds using rotenone and other pesticide. And this has been going on and on and on. Now we are saying them that you don't have to remove the small fish, you can keep the small fish and it is not harmful for the carp. But already last 3 decades we have been doing so. People use monofilament gill nets that is destructive for the fishes. Exotic species more than 23. Water abstraction mainly for irrigation. All over Bangladesh people culture paddy and they use water from rivers and bills and others. Now the application of agrochemicals 35,000 ton. Pollution from industrial effluents is very common. And also people collect in the coastal rivers, people collect post larvae of shrimp and prawn around 500 million. And for each and every larva they destroy 27 seeds of other shrimp, 22 fin fishes and 23 macro zooplankton. So you have to multiply these numbers with 500 million. Exotic fish, Bangladesh government recently banned some fish like Clarice garipinus and piranha. But still, it's a country, even government bans something, it's not very easy to control. It's going on in the border area and some other areas. So these are the list of exotic fish in Bangladesh. And now we find all over Bangladesh this fish, the new one. And the piranha is banned, but people are culturing and it's available in the market. Also, in everywhere now we have mosquito fish. Sometimes, I don't know when, Bangladesh government introduced mosquito fish in the drains of the capital, Dhaka, to control mosquito. These fish could not control mosquito, but now they are found all over Bangladesh. Now, pesticide use, it's a flood land all over Bangladesh. So even people using their paddy field during the inundation, it goes to the rivers and floodplains. Now there is a figure, in 96 the total pesticide use was 11,000 ton, now in 2007 it's 37,000 ton. And mostly the banned item people use, and the farmers, illiterate farmers, if needed 1 gram they use 100 gram. And the impact, more than 50% of the inland open water fishes appear to have disappeared, only 1 or 2 individuals of a further 20% inland fish have been found in the last 10 years. Red list, it's from 2000 by IUCN. They red listed 54 species. These are some of the red listed small fishes. Now recent studies have shown that the number of inland species have been alarmingly declining and some species have become extinct. So far no countrywide survey has been conducted to evaluate the biodiversity status and habitat condition of those fish. We also do not know exactly for sure how many species are left, how many are extinct, and what about the threat and the degree of threat. If you see these two graphs, now in early, during 60-61, the capture, inland capture contribution was nearly 90%. Now it is only 40%. And the second graph, inland capture aquaculture ratio, used to be around 18. Now it's just 1. So, same amount of fish coming from culture and capture. And this is the comparison of IUCN Bangladesh 2000 and present status. We carried out our survey over the last 10 years and followed exactly the same rules and regulation by IUCN. And we found that IUCN 2000 said that 6% of inland fishes are critically endangered. Now, in 2009-2010, around 32% are critically endangered. Now the measures, Bangladesh government and NGOs have taken a number of interventions for sustainable management of the inland fisheries. In order to reverse the losing trend and ensure sustainability of fisheries resources, various measures for protection, conservation and management of fisheries resources have been adopted time to time. These measures have been translated into action through some acts and ordinance. These are the three acts that shaped the conservation measures of Bangladesh. Indian Fisheries Act 1887 during the British period, and the Fish Conservation and Protection Act 1950, the then East Pakistan, and Marine Fisheries Ordinance 1983. Now the policies, Bangladesh government also formulated some policies, national environment policy, fisheries policy, water policy, land use policy. These policies jointly place a new emphasis on maintaining and protecting the depleting inland water bodies. The projects in early 1990s, Bangladesh government enhanced some stocks using hatchery red fingerlings. Second, aquaculture development project funded by ADB, carried out by DOP, included also indigenous major carp stock enhancement. Third, fisheries project was undertaken by DOP with the help of World Bank, ODI and UNDP, carried out a major stock enhancement program during 1990-96. Now the fourth fisheries project, or the largest fisheries project in Bangladesh, implemented by DOP, under the Minister of Fisheries and Livestock, with the assistance of Water Development Board and Local Government Engineering Department, funded by Government of Bangladesh, World Bank, DFID UK, and Global Environmental Facilities. The project covered 49 sites in 33 of the total 64 districts, and activities included stocking of water bodies with fingerlings, setting up fish sanctuaries, habitat restoration through excavation, re-excavation of canals and bills, construction of fish passes and fish-friendly regulator in river and floodplains of Bangladesh. Also, CBFM project between 1995 and 97, carried out by DOP and five NGOs. ICLAM, that means World Fish Center, was also involved. The project executed a number of action researches to evaluate the feasibility and efficacy of alternative local fishery management arrangements to achieve greater equity and sustainability in 10 rivers, 7 floodplains and 2 oxbow lakes in east, north and south and central part of Bangladesh. Also, Mach project. Mach actually the Bengali word for fish, so they named it Mach. Management of aquatic ecosystem through community has been read during 1998 and 2006. And they carried out their activities in northeast central part and north central part of Bangladesh. In addition of these major projects, also there are small projects like IFAD projects mentioned here. Those small projects mainly emphasized in the participation of fisher community using bottom-up approach and focused more on social development and conservation of fish stocks for sustainable catches rather than just restocking. Under defined projects, the major approaches included new fisheries management policy, licensing the fishing rights directly to the fisher, community-based co-management, fish sanctuary, and stock enhancement, fisheries village approach, community-based floodplain aquaculture, and fish habitat improvement through excavation of link canals and bills. And these species mainly targeted at the Indian major carps with some Chinese carp. For stock enhancement, hills are on national fish, some gear ban and outer body closure was carried out for hills. Scale of operation, several small and large projects on aquatic habitat restoration and biodiversity conservation have been carried out in Bangladesh. Some of those projects were site-specific, others were country-wide. In addition, a number of government and non-government organizations are working on the aquatic resource enhancement and conservation all year round at the different water bodies all over the country. This is, if you see the table, CBFM project sites, those districts are all over Bangladesh. Habitat restoration, by 2000, a total of around 8,000 hectares water area of borrow pits, oxbow lakes, dead rivers have been re-excavated. Main objectives of habitat restoration was to reopen the river floodplain connections by desilting natural drainage channels and in a few cases planting water-tolerant trees. Fish pass and fish-friendly structure. The structure were built aiming to support and maintain natural fish migration mainly, reduce larval mortality and maintain smooth connectivity between rivers and floodplains, reduce turbulence, provide enough flow and depth to attract fish to and fro between rivers and floodplain, provide an exit and entrance velocity within the swimming speed of fish. There are four examples of such installation in Bangladesh. Here is a fish pass in Sariakandi Bogura in the northern part of Bangladesh. And the fish sanctuary are nothing, you know, but a refuge where fish are protected during the dry season. Among all the measures government and non-government organization of Bangladesh taken, fish sanctuary, I have to say, the most effective for fish biodiversity conservation with other measures. When other measures are difficult to implement because of the administrative and social context. With this notion, government of Bangladesh and NGOs establish a number of fish sanctuary under different development projects. This is the list of present ongoing fish sanctuaries. We have around 464 sanctuaries. Sanctuary area is around 2,000 hectares and beneficiary is 80,000. This is one sanctuary near our university, the river, in the river Brahmaputra. So it's the bamboo poles and the water hyacinth pile in the upper, and the bottom is covered by this type of bushy branches to actually to protect the fish from poaching and to create their habitat. Fish domestication is going on in Bangladesh. In most cases benefit the farmer and the environment, though there is high possibility of working with reduced gene pool. It is optimistically believed that the diversity of domesticated fish are well preserved. This is the list of domesticated fish. We also started cryopreservation of fish sperm, of some fish. You see the list, this is only the mainly the aquaculture fish, no threatened fish are targeted. Now the impact of resource, sorry for spelling mistake, enhancement and conservation. Normally people assess the impact, they collected data on these factors and compare with the baseline survey or baseline data. And the survey were carried out by Geodyne NGO on the different projects, and mostly the organization carried out the enhancement program, also undertook the impact assessment, leading to the bias towards highlighting the positive impacts. The lack of coordination among the organization also made the outcome of the impact assessment program failure in many cases. So in some survey found that the number of fish species increased, also production increased. The most obvious impact of resource enhancement was the improved fishery management. Institutional development resulted from enhancement activities in the form of greater empowerment. There are benefits from project activities in all the open and closed bills. In the river, some material benefits for fishery have been observed, and in some sites the fishery appeared to be better managed. Now if I say the constraints, the major problem is the, and major constant I have to say, the lack of coordination between government ministries and executing authorities, NGOs and the community people. Most of the participating fishers often lack incentives and past experience of cooperating. Stocking of fingerlings, gear bands and seasonal bands on fishing gear were effective to conserve and enhance resources, but most cases led to the exclusion and suffering of the poor fishers. Stocking with carp fingerling in many project water bodies was mostly a failure in terms of return to fisher, issues of control and access and sustainability. Unplanned stocking of exotic carp fry in different floodplains, coupled with inundation of many culture ponds, led to an increasing abundance of exotic fish in the floodplain. Loss of fish biodiversity also occurred in some cases. Poaching is a big problem all over Bangladesh, especially in the fish sanctuaries when fish take shelter and then caught by the illegal poacher. The construction of fish passes without addressing the location of the water body, hydrology and the operation of the regulators is not very effective. Now the recommendation. First, existing laws and legislation of the country for integrated resource management should be thoroughly reviewed and adjusted. In case of fish enclosure in areas for certain time, the fishers should be provided with alternative income generating activities. Creating public awareness is a must. The entry point for fishery management should not be and must not be stock enhancement, which require a high level of control over water body, organizational coordination and ability to raise funds. In most open water bodies, there are less risky options are available, like fish sanctuary and limiting the fishing effort. To make the fish sanctuary more effective, certain guidelines should be followed, I detailed here. The fish pass and fish-friendly structure need effective management and operation in ways that maximize migration of important fish species in and out of compartments. Independent evaluation is needed to develop a thorough perspective of issues and to document the process. This requires academically strong leadership committed to providing quality and unafraid to controversy. For sustainable and well-protected fishery resource management in Bangladesh, for present and for future, we should have to go for rational use of inorganic fertilizers and pesticide and proper management of industrial effluents, maintenance of at least 1 meter water depth during water extraction from crucial water bodies, regulation of selective fishing gear mesh size and fishing by deotering, and then we have to provide alternative income for the fishers, establishment of more and more fish sanctuaries and natural bill nurseries in strategic points, coordinated countrywide stock enhancement programs, scientific obviously, establishment of community-based organization among the fishers, zero tolerance to new exotic fish introduction, and revise the law and strict application of existing fisheries rules and regulations. I like to acknowledge my colleagues from BAU, my students and fishermen and women of Bangladesh. Thank you all. Thank you very much.